Business meetings in non-kosher restaurants, applying the halacha lemaisa. So Ramush discussed the issue of eating in non-kosher restaurants as early as 1959. This was in Arichaim Chek Beis Simon Beis. And the matter which he was discussing was eating in a restaurant. It was Jewish owned and it served only milky food. But the problem was the owners were not kosher, were not from, and the restaurant did not have a hechsher. And the question I want to know whether it's mutter to eat in this place. So Moshe said, first we've got to realize that we are dealing with problems of kashrus. This isn't just a matter of not having a hechsher, there's problems with kashrus, particularly non-kosher fish, oils, cheeses. The cooked food is going to be bishul akum, because it's cooked by non-Jewish people. And therefore, basically, we're dealing with a non-kosher restaurant. That's how it starts off. And then he says, certainly you can't eat there. But then he says, even if you were to bring your own food, let's say you bring your own apple, for example, it's going to be also to go in there because of maris ayin, because it looks like what you're doing is eating there, which is also. However, he did continue to say that if it's a case of extreme distress, then one can be makel regarding maris ayin if he does it quietly. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubas Taf Samach Amud Aleph. So based on this, Rav Moshe says, under four conditions, one can makel regarding maris ayin with a non-kosher restaurant. Firstly, he's got to be absolutely hungry, he's got to be famished, and he's got to be in a real case of a situation of discomfort if he can't eat food. Number two, there's no kosher alternative available. Number three, it's got to be done in a discreet way. Number four, if there are any other people outside and there's no other choice, then we should let them know that the only reason we're going in is because we're very hungry and we're only going to be eating kosher items. So how do we apply this to business meetings? So the only way it's going to be even start off to be mutter, according to Moshe, is if by not going to this meeting, it could cause a considerable financial loss. Then we can start to discuss whether it might be mutter, according to Moshe. However, it could be that Moshe would only allow this, as we said, if it's substantial. Like he discussed regarding extreme distress, a person's very, very hungry. Furthermore, once we say there's potential major loss, you've got to have the other conditions as well. There's no kosher alternative, there's no observers and knowers. And if there are observers, we've got to explain to them what's going on. So as we can see, Ramosha is the stricter opinion. We're going to quote a more lenient opinion in a minute. But Ramosha comes out a stricter opinion. And we're also going to see it could be that the reason why Ramosha was so strict is because it was so long ago. We'll see that soon. But it's interesting and important, though, to point out a different shot from Ramosha regarding Marisain, where he takes what seems at first glance a different stance. But actually, it comes out from these two teshuvas an interesting definition of Marisain. In Eges Moshe Erechaim Chilek Aleph Simon Tzadivav, Rav Moshe was asked about what many men seem to do, that they drive to shul late Friday afternoon after the official candle lighting time, so often about 18 minutes before Shkia in many cities. So the women have already lit, and the husbands are driving to shul 17 minutes before the Shkia, or 16 or 15. And he was asked, what's going on? It looks like Chilul Shabbos, and even if it's not Chilul Shabbos, then it's not Marisayim. And Ramusha says there's absolutely no problem whatsoever because of Marisayim, because what's going on is the following. There's just a minug of women to light Shabbos candles early, but it does not start Shabbos at all for men. Men will often only bring in Shabbos a few minutes before Shkia, and it's completely mutter for them to do work, including driving or riding a car until that time, even if the wives are already lit. And therefore, he says, driving at this time would not be any sort of action which is asa, and therefore it's mutter. Therefore, he says the following. It seems to come up from what Ramush is saying, that if the person who's looking at you is choshesh that you're doing something which is asa, but in actual fact, it's just that the onlooker just doesn't know the halacha, then there's no problem over there. Meaning, let's contrast this with a restaurant. If I'm in a non-kosher restaurant and Reuven sees me in the non-kosher restaurant and he thinks that I'm going to be eating non-kosher food, then he's suspecting me of doing a davar asa. That's what I say. Whereas if I'm driving 15 minutes before Zaman, and Ruvin sees me, and Ruvin sees me driving 15 minutes before Zaman, and thinks, "Oh, that's Osa," because I'm driving 15 minutes before Zaman, and it's after the time of Neiris, there's not a problem, because it is Mutter. And Ramusha says, he also adds that most people know that, and the fact that he makes a mistake does not make it into Marisayim. Again, just this not, it should not be applied to a person's own personal life to drive after the Zaman in the Luach of Shabbos. But this is what Ramusha says in that Teshuvah over there. But again, regarding restaurants, Ramusha was the more machmer opinion, and he only allowed it, with four conditions. Number one, that it's extreme discomfort. Number two, there's no kosher alternative. Number three, no one can see him. And number four, if there is anyone that can see him, then he's got to tell them what is going on. Mitzvah tomorrow, we will see the more lenient opinion from Rav Asher Weiss.